This is one of the many sounds that a person with tinnitus may hear. Tinnitus is defined as the noise in the head or ears which have no external source and can affect one or both ears. It's estimated that 6 million people in the UK have the condition. David and Lauren both have tinnitus and describe how it affects their daily life.
You find that night time is a really tough time because obviously you go to bed at night, you think the noise is there, it's much more prevalent when there's silence, and then it becomes hard to sleep. In a working environment, I work in quite a busy open plan office, a lot of people in there, you know, 200 or so people, and it's quite hard to sort of focus. We're on headsets to focus on what you're hearing. It's intrusive. It really becomes a big part of your life.
My daily job is working with telephones and talking to people and being constantly surrounded by noise. So having it comes along with another thing called hyperacusis, which is a sensitivity to certain sounds. Coming along with that, a lot of the time I have to zone out completely from anything that's surrounding me. I have to basically switch things off or just take myself off into my own world.
Tinnitus Awareness Week is highlighting to the public the support that is available from the British Tinnitus Association. Radio Air has been exploring what it's like to have the condition and new research which could help bring a wider understanding about it. Dr. James Jackson is a professor at Leeds Trinity University.
It's the interesting thing about tinnitus is that while you can actually fill in a questionnaire on it and go, how distressing is my tinnitus? The fact is tinnitus is strongly linked with depression. So if you fill in a questionnaire and it's literally, how horrible is it all? They're the sense that if you have depression because tinnitus isn't very nice, or because people with depression are more vulnerable to tinnitus, you get people overestimating things, because is the questionnaire measuring tinnitus or is it measuring depression? Because they get tangled up. So there isn't really an objective measure of tinnitus when you can actually go up to somebody and go, how bad is it? So I thought one of the interesting things to look at would be the physiology, and actually seeing whether you could differentiate between people who have tinnitus, people who cope with their tinnitus, and people that don't.
Physiology is the area of study which looks at how parts of the body works. Dr. James Jackson explained what his research required and what he found out.
The trick was to get participants to wake up in the morning between 6 and 9 a.m. and put one of these synthetic swabs under their tongue in the first 2 minutes of waking up, and then to do it again 15 minutes after they wake up, 30 minutes after they wake up, and 45 minutes after they wake up. Now, if you take this, you find a normal profile of cortisol, what we call the cortisol awakening response. Whatever it is at awakening, it goes up at 15 minutes, it's still going up at 30 minutes, and somewhere between 30 and 40 minutes, it drops. If you deviate from that rhythm, there is something wrong physiologically, because to an extent, it's about the body, or the brain rather, anticipating what's actually going to happen in the day. So there are some nice little studies that show if you know you're going skydiving that day, you secrete way more in the morning than you actually should. So anybody who has a condition that's around anxiety, you secrete more at every point in the morning than people who don't. There's also people in the very depressive conditions. Cortisol doesn't go up in the morning, it just flatlines, which means no sugar, no energy. Now, this way it separates people out. So if people are stressed, they produce more in the morning than they should. But if they've gone through that and they're depressed and they're burnt out, because stress hormones at high levels for long periods of time are toxic, the body thinks, oh, I just can't cope with this anymore, so it turned them off. So you get this flat line instead. So what I've been looking at is trying to compare controls who would have a normal profile with people with tinnitus who produce a bit more than controls.
This new approach by Dr. Jackson could be a game changer for people who have the condition. But will it help completely cure tinnitus?
Well, it's certainly a way of actually being able to test the effectiveness of treatment. I personally don't think tinnitus is something that's going to be curable anytime soon.
Hearing how this new technique can help pinpoint the right treatment to someone who has the condition, what should people do if they think they have tinnitus? This is what Lauren and David would advise.
I'd definitely say go and speak to your GP. My personal experience was that I was fobbed off, as it were, by my GPs because they didn't know a lot about it or what could be done with it at the time. So be persistent with wanting some help. I'd definitely look at the British Tinnitus Association and get in contact with them, because they've got a helpline. They've also got support groups set up where there's other people who suffer with the same problems. And I'd say don't worry about it too much. As much as I did worry and say that that's how I felt, I didn't realise how many people suffer with tinnitus at the time.
First of all, go and get diagnosed. Go and check it out. Certainly doctors will be able to do hearing tests and things, but diagnose it. The thing about tinnitus, it's constant. The doctor will probably be quite brutal with you, and they'll tell you pretty much straight away, they did with me. I saw a specialist many years after I first got diagnosed, and they were very helpful. And I wish I'd had that experience earlier on. Or if you can make contact with someone who has got tinnitus, the main thing is don't fight it, accept it. Don't start searching for silence, because you're not going to get it. If you can accept it and embrace it and even start to belittle it a bit and just see it as a noise that's there, it's much better than fighting. If you fight it, you're not going to succeed, because it will never go away.
Tinnitus can be frightening for someone who doesn't know about the condition or know about the support available, especially when they hear sounds like this. This is Callum Ronan reporting for Radio Air.